Welcome, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are so glad to be with you today in this gorgeous day here in Florida. Some of you will listen to this show at a later time on the syndication network, the Starcom Media. And so it may not be beautiful where you are when you hear this show next Sunday morning, but it certainly was a good day today as we record this live, and we're in the studio here in Clearwater and looking forward to a great show. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and Nan is with me, one of our radio team members here in the studio, and then Cindy will be joining us in just a little while, all the way from Indiana. And it's a gorgeous day, Nan, isn't it? Beautiful.
I have a jacket on, but I don't want to be close. The studio gets cool.
That's right.
But it's a gorgeous day. I'm in walking shorts, and it's just a beautiful day here today.
It is, and it's great to be doing the show, yes. Isn't it? We're excited absolutely. About what God's going to do today, and we look forward to it every week. It's especially cool now that we have all the expanded coverage that we do. We are welcoming, if you are new to this program, we have been on the air 8 years. We're getting ready to celebrate an anniversary here in April, which will actually be the end of the 8th year. And we have been doing this program faithfully week after week, bringing the Word of God to you no matter where you are, no matter what is going on in your life. We want you to be reminded today that God's ability and power never ends. He's always there with us. He's always ready to pick us up and bring us through difficult times, isn't he, Nan?
Oh, yes. I couldn't make it without his support and strengthening in challenging times.
You know, absolutely. And we all go through challenging times, don't we?
Yeah, oh, most definitely.
Yeah, we really do. But all through everything that we go through, God never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's always there with us. And he's always reminding us of his goodness. And he gives us grace in the midst of every trial, all for his glory, which is what this series has been.
Absolutely.
God's goodness, grace, and glory, right? And today we're actually going to wrap up that series for now, come back at another time. And then next week we're starting a new series about Jesus and the book of Mark, which will be just powerful. And but today we are going to talk about an amazing event in the book of Exodus. This event, there's been movies made about it. There's been people that down through the ages know about this event. And hopefully we will shed some new light on this today that will be faith building for every one of us. Just because something happened 3,500 years ago approximately does not mean it does not apply to us today. The Word of God always rings true for us no matter where we are and whatever circumstances in our lives. So, Nan, tell me, I mean, the Word of God just causes our faith to rise, doesn't it?
I can tell the difference. Confession time. I can tell the difference in my faith level based upon how much time I spend in the Word.
Amen.
And how much time I spent in prayer and also in listening to God.
Yes.
We've talked about listening to God on the show, you know, and hearing from him, you know, and God's goodness, grace, and glory sees us through all as we're listening to him. But I can tell the difference in myself
Me too.
I don't spend that time. How much is that time? Well, everyone determines that for themselves.
Every day may be different.
Exactly. You know, but I mean, I can tell the difference in myself. When
that I happens. Can too, Nan. And we just need to make time for the presence of God in our lives on a daily basis. wake up in the morning and say, good morning, Lord. You know, good morning, God. So good to talk to you, you know, and start your day that way and go through the day. And when you lay your head on the pillow at night, hey, Lord, thank you for taking care of me and protecting me and seeing me through maybe difficult times during our days. Some days it's just his grace that gets us through and we endure the day. And other days it is his grace that just lifts us up to a new height in him. And when we just are exhilarated by his presence. So some days aren't always great. Some days are difficult. Right. But God is right there. And that's the point we want to stress today.
Yes.
And he sees every need that we have. And he loves us so very much. And if you don't hear anything else today, just hear that God loves you. You are precious to him. And we appreciate our listeners too. Mm-hmm. So this is just a wonderful time every Sunday afternoon. We are on live in Tampa area on www.tantalk1340.com every Sunday, 3 o'clock Eastern time, which is where we are right this moment. This show will be heard next Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern or 6 a.m. Central on the Starcom Media Network. And so that is just, you know, you can check out our website for that information if you want to hear this again next week or if you miss it this week. So anyway, God's blessing. We give him all the glory and the praise for all he's doing in our lives and our ministry, the outreach, the expanded outreach that we now have. Man, it just blows my mind.
Well, you know, I mean, that is such an answered prayer, and that is such a point that people can look to see how God answers prayer, because he has been promising us at Beacon for some time how we're going to reach more and more and more people.
That's right.
We did not humanly really know exactly the plan that he had.
That's right. Yes.
And he has revealed it in his time.
Right.
And just as he has done that for Beacon and the outreach that we now have, he will also do that in the lives of people who are even listening to this program today as they wait upon him. He will show them and lead them and guide them in the plan that he has for their lives.
Oh, wow. That you couldn't have said it any better. This program is not scripted, of course. We have a general idea with a chapter where we're going, but God leads all the way through our show. We just allow him. I do plan the songs, and then it's amazing to me week after week how they just come together beautifully with what is going on. And again, it's not scripted, so we just allow God to do his work. So whether you listen to this live, whether you listen to it later on our website, because we have 300 and some plus shows on www.bohmglobal.com. That's our website. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. BOHMglobal.com. And you can go there. They have titles on them, and you can listen. You've done that for years, haven't you, Nan?
Oh, yes. One thing I've done on certain programs is I actually sit with my computer in Microsoft Word and type notes, because I can type faster than I can write.
Right.
Type notes from shows and get such nuggets, just such nuggets and wonderful insight.
Oh, praise
God. And
then
have it printed out in a notebook and then can review back and look back at that at a later time. So you're hearing it, you're getting it, you're typing it, and then you've got it to look back later. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that is fantastic.
I figured you're spending the time. If you're able to do that and you're spending the time, you may not be able to do it quite that way, and that's fine. But if you can, you're spending time doing it, you're just getting more and more than just that 2 hours worth, because you have something you can reference back at a later time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I always told my kids as they were going through school and college, take good notes. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no substitute for that, because as you write it, and then you can go back and look at it again. So that is really a really good nugget there, Nan, that you just threw out. So we're going to start the show with a song from the group Selah. It's actually one of my favorite groups, and I've got a lot of them, I admit.
Yes, you do.
I love this new contemporary Christian music we have out here. This one is wonderful, Merciful Savior. Listen to these words.
Precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh,
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, wonderful, merciful Savior. We love that song. Go with us. If you're just joining us, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. Go with us to Exodus chapter 13, starting with verse 18. And as you are finding that, if you have your Bible handy and can do that, that's Exodus 13, 18. Nan, I believe God gave you a poem during that song. I'm seeing the signal through the glass here. I'm in the control room. You're in there in the studio.
Yes, ma'am. I sent my son to free you from your binds that are around. Embrace the gift that I give you. A special friend will be found. Praise me for the gift I've given you. He's yours because of my grace. Let my glory abound in your lives as it brings a smile to your face. He is here. Listen up, special one. I will move in all that you need. Lean upon the gift that I have given you and of my direction carefully heed. For now, praise me with all you have. I will help you make it through. You are a beautiful creation of mine. Child, I so dearly love you.
Oh,
you know, and that kind of goes along
it's
with
beautiful.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That kind of goes along with a little bit, obviously, like I know the general topic of where we're going.
Right, sure.
You know, and about how God sees people through.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, God's been doing these poems for several weeks on this show.
Right.
And I just really feel like I just need to reiterate in the midst of right now as we're getting ready to embark upon the study that we're about to learn of, and it'll be repetition for us because many of us will have already heard this story
sure.
at least once,
right.
and often many times because of Hollywood making movies and things like that. But that just as God saw Moses
yes.
and God's people through, we are God's people,
Amen.
And he sees us through too. And I want to encourage whether someone's listening live, whether they're listening at a later time, it doesn't matter. The anointing is still the anointing.
Amen.
It's still the anointing
Amen.
When the words go out. And I just claim right now in the name of Jesus for them that they will grasp a hold of this concept. They need this concept in their life. Their lives will be forever changed if they can grasp this concept. And I'm just praying and believing that people will get it. Today.
I agree with you right now. We declare that in the name of Jesus. And the concept is that God is with us. He's with us every step of our lives, and he will see us through difficult times. Starting with Exodus chapter 13 and verse 18, God led the people on the wilderness road. We've talked, if you've missed the last few weeks of some of our shows, we've been talking about Moses, the plagues, and how Moses was the deliverer to deliver the children of Israel, who by now were about 2.5-3 million people strong, out of Egypt, where they had been in bondage 430 years. And so when Moses finally was able to lead them out, Pharaoh let them go, then God took them through this wilderness road, this loop around. And let's look down at verse 20 of Exodus chapter 13. They moved on from Succoth, and then camped at Etham at the edge of the wilderness. And I love this. It goes along with what you were just saying, Nan. God went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud during the day to guide them on the way, and at night in a pillar of fire to give them light. Thus, they could travel both day and night. The pillar of cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night, and never, never left the people. Whoa. I don't know about you, but that just blesses me. Never left the people at all. God was always there. Cindy, are you on the phone with us? Are you there? Cindy, are you on the line?
Hello?
There you are.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Cindy.
I'm here. Sorry. Sorry about that.
No, that's
all. I'm on mute already.
Okay, there you go. We got you now.
All right.
Cindy Logan, one of our radio team members from my church up in Indiana that I pastored for a few years. Now you're a regular part of Beacon of Hope at a distance, and that's all right. And you know what? We're just glad you're on, Cindy. And we're talking today about how God led the people with a cloud by day, which gave them direction, but it also protected them from the sun and the heat because they didn't have sunscreen back then. And at the rear of, at night, God would really, was like a fire. And so it would shine light on their path, and then they were able to see where they were going. They traveled day and night, which was just crazy. Isn't this wonderful how God leads us, Cindy? Mm.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is wonderful. The overall concept of his power,
yes,
and what he can do, what
yes.
he does do because of his kindness to, mm-hmm. to help us. Yes, yeah, amazing.
Mm. It is. Go ahead, Nan.
You said something that kind of brought to mind, something I want to reiterate. You said that they didn't have sunscreen back then, and that God
saw. Are you now going to tell me they did? No,
yeah,
go ahead.
You didn't know they did? They
no.
did.
No, go ahead.
Is it that interesting how God
yes.
pays special attention to even the smallest things that may
right.
seem small things to us at times, but that he cared enough that he made sure they didn't get all sunburned up
right.
and burnt and blistered. Just as he cared enough for them, so does he care for us in the things in life that we may not really... It's not the big things. It's not the, I got to have a job. It's not the, I've got to get out of a bad relationship. You know, these are big things. But little things, the small things that still pertain to us, that
yes.
still are part of what happens to me. Say me, what happens to me? What happens to me? He still cares about that.
Amen. And Cindy, you've been seeing that in your life with the job opportunities that now have come your way and just the way God's taking care of you, hasn't he?
I've been seeing a lot of God's mercy and goodness lately.
Praise God.
It's exciting that, I'm so excited about email now because all of my communication comes from Beacon of Hope through email.
All right. Yeah.
Job opportunities through email.
Right.
and I never know what I'm going to open up, so.
It's kind of cool.
It's just always something good.
Yes.
I was destitute for finances at one point when I came back from my retreat there with no income.
Right.
And that was just November Thanksgiving time. Only
right.
A couple months have passed. And I actually have one full-time job now and another job opportunity that I've accepted, possibly that'll be two incomes, just depending on how much time in the day I have to commit.
Right.
I have another opportunity that's pending, just a hiring freeze right now, which would be a great job opportunity.
Wow.
But like Nan said, blessings in small ways too.
Yes. Yes.
And just that piece of getting up every day and knowing I've gotten into that thinking habit of doesn't matter what comes against me today, God
Amen.
Will take care of it.
Amen.
When you get that trust
yes.
in you, that it doesn't matter. You can wake up with a smile on your face. I overheard people talking about me at work yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was men, but, you know, they were saying things, good things about me, you know, like
yeah.
she's my favorite and she's so sweet. And I was just going, every day one of them asked me, how are you doing today, Miss Cindy? And I always say, I am wonderful. And they get tired of hearing that because they just think this girl never has a bad attitude.
Praise God.
But it was cool to me yesterday to hear them talking because it was like, I can come into work every day with a smile on my
Amen.
Face and be nice to everyone because I, that's the Jesus they see in me.
Yes.
And that is the happiness that I feel for all that God does for me.
Amen.
All the Woo. Things that he does that I don't have to worry about going through my day wondering if this is going to get paid. I mean, he doesn't do everything all at once, but
right.
there's days when I feel like, well, I know I need to pay this bill, or I know I need to really take care of this. But in my own power, I know I can't.
Right.
But in the back of my mind, I say, you know what? God will do it.
Amen.
His timing. Woo. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He'll take care of it one way or another. So.
Amen.
That's the coolest thing, to be able to go through the day feeling like that and not carry around all that stress and worry about how we're going to take care of every little detail of our life.
Amen. And you know what? That is such a wonderful testimonial, and it leads me right in to Exodus 14. Perfect lead in, Cindy.
Awesome.
Because here's the children of Israel now. They're going through the wilderness. They've come out of Egypt. They've got the cloud in front of them during the day. They've got the pillar of fire at night. And they start, you know, going moving forward. And suddenly in Exodus 14, God realizes Pharaoh's changing his mind. Even though Pharaoh let him go, Pharaoh has now had second thoughts. And in chapter 14, verse 3, then Pharaoh finds out, he says, God's telling Moses, Pharaoh's going to think you're all confused because I took you around a kind of a different way here. But he said, don't worry, I will make Pharaoh's heart stubborn again. He'll chase after you, and it's all going to be for God's glory. So then the Egyptians will realize that I'm God. And some of the things we go through in our lives, Nan and Cindy and listeners, we may not understand them at the time, not at all. And we may feel like, sometimes we may feel like God's mad at us and taking us down a road that's awful. And yet the goal is always the same in God's heart. And that is so that people realize that he is God, and people realize that he gets glory. And sometimes our tough things we're going through, we really need to go through them so that others see that God can answer prayer. That's what this is all about. And that's kind of a central theme here for Exodus chapter 14 and this wonderful, wonderful story of the children of Israel being chased down by Pharaoh and all of his soldiers, and they come to a fork in the road. The fork in the road is the Red Sea, and it is huge. So let's paint the picture. Pharaoh's changed his mind. Children of Israel, 2.5 million, 3 million of them are on they're walking. They're walking. Come on, let's walk, you know. And they're headed somewhere, but they're not even really sure where they're going. They just know they're going to the promised land. And so the Egyptians, because Pharaoh had second thoughts, come after them. And in verse 10 of Exodus 14, Pharaoh approaches. The Israelites look up, and they see them coming after them. And what is their response? Nan, what is the children of Israel's response? I mean, are they going, oh, great, the Egyptians are joining our party?
No, they did like we did. They cried out unto the Lord.
It says in the Message Bible they were totally afraid. Now, none of us have ever been totally afraid, have we, in our lives about circumstances? Cindy, can you agree that you've been times?
Many times.
Yeah, there
many
you go.
Many times.
Even the stuff that you were facing when you left here in November to go back without a job, etc.
That was probably the greatest fear
I
experienced in a long time is the fear of the unknown.
That's it. Fear of the unknown will...
The fear of being alone.
Yes.
And
yes.
How to figure this out all by myself. And what to even do that very first day upon my return.
Right.
I mean, it's easy to escape life's problems and retreat, as I did. But that feels good while
you're there.
While you're in that downtime.
Yeah. Right.
Knowing that you have to go back and face reality and face life is the hard part. And that is the most afraid, like I said, that I have been in a long time. But I could not have came back without the love and support and encouragement that I received from the Lord through you lovely people there in Florida.
Well, praise God.
Took care of me and gave me the strength and gave me the courage and the excitement to come back and see
what God was going to do.
That was just totally putting it in God's hands and saying, what is he going to do
right
when I get back? Because it's not about me and what my choices are, because I was clueless then as to what to do, but he had a plan. So,
but you know, your response there, Cindy, and you going back with that attitude is different here than the children of Israel in this mess. When they turn around and they see Pharaoh and the bad guys coming after them, they respond in a very human way. By the way, one of the historians of the time, Josephus, actually the time of Jesus is when he lived, but he recounts this, and he says there were about 50,000 soldiers on horses. Now, we're not talking about a couple guys coming after them. And there were about 200,000 people, soldiers running and walking. And so you've got an army of 250,000. It compared to 2.5 million doesn't seem like much, but they had swords and such, you know, all the paraphernalia. And their goal was to get them. They must have thought they were powerful enough to turn around 2.5 million people. Find that interesting, by the way. So here we are. Let's see what the children of Israel say here. And then, Nan, I'm going to go to you for a comment, then go to Cindy. Weren't the cemeteries large enough in Egypt so that you had to take us out of here? This is what the people are saying to Moses. In the wilderness to die? What have you done to us taking us out of Egypt? Back in Egypt, didn't we tell you this would happen? Didn't we tell you leave us alone here in Egypt? We're better off as slaves in Egypt than as corpses in the wilderness? This was the attitude of the people when they saw the enemy coming after them. They were afraid. Nan, talk to us about that, and then we'll go to Cindy.
Well, I just got a thought. Let me ask you a question. I want to make sure my math is right. There's 2.5 million...
Right.
Running.
2.5 million, 3 million children of Israel walking.
Okay. There were 50,000 people coming after them.
On horses. 200,000 walking, approximately, or running. So you got 250 of the enemy, 250,000.
Okay, so even numbers. Okay.
Versus about 2.5 million. So really, my gosh, they could so outnumber.
That's what I was calculating.
The enemy,
here.
They really could. And even they count here in the scripture that of those 2.5 million, there were almost 700,000 of them that were strong men. Okay.
Oh.
So
mm-hmm.
even then you've got 250,000 of the enemy versus, let's say, just count the men, 700,000 men. So it's so interesting that our human nature always tries to go towards the most awful scenario, the negative, worst case scenario type thing. And they were so afraid here. Go ahead.
And God was with them.
Yeah.
I can understand their fear. I can understand their fear because we're human and
right.
we have fear. But their fear, if they really looked at the big scheme of things, was unfounded because God was with them.
Absolutely.
And they had seen him do so much.
They had seen him deliver them.
And delivering
yes.
them.
Yes.
Their fear was really unfounded, and I think that's sometimes we become fearful of something that if we look at the big picture and we reflect back on all the times God has done things that
Amen.
Helped us
that's
or helped
answer.
Others or helped
yes.
friends, our fear is unfounded, and we
right.
need to try to resist that fear because, you know, that's a trick of the enemy to try to get us to cow down, to try to get us to back away from what the Lord has us do, whatever, or to not trust God. We can trust him because he's proved himself in the past.
This is a trick of the enemy. 2 Timothy 1:7, then I'll ask for your opinion, Cindy. 2 Timothy 1:7 reminds us, God has not given us a spirit of fear. So that fear didn't come from God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That's what comes from God. I'm going to say that one more time. 2 Timothy 1:7, a scripture that we should all know and memorize. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Yet, 2.5 million people here are crying and fussing and, you know, talk to me about this, Cindy. Woo, human nature. Wow.
That's it, human nature. We live in our emotions.
Yes, we do.
And that first fear, that first instinct of fear is what's going to take a hold of our minds. I was listening to you and Nan and sitting here thinking where I used to be to where I am now.
Right.
The first thing that comes to mind when we're in a desperate situation is fear.
Yes, it does.
And if we if we don't know the scripture, if we've not been in the Word, or we've not had somebody to tell us these things, or stubborn and not listen to it,
right?
that's all we know.
That's right.
We're going to grab onto that fear, and that's what's going to get a hold of us, and that power is going to have a hold on us over anything, because we are allowing it.
Yes.
And not acknowledging that God is with us, and God is here, and God is bigger than that fear. You know, there's a lot of people in the world today that haven't even heard this.
Yes.
Haven't heard the message or not wanted to hear it, and they don't know this, so they don't believe it. The fear is going to be dominant in their lives.
Right.
And I can feel that. I can still relate. I can go back to living in my emotions with
right.
ups and downs and frustration and stress and depression and fear and all those things compounded.
Yes.
Make you feel really crappy, and it blocks you from being able to receive any of God's goodness, to even hear from Him.
Oh, that's so right on.
You know, you don't get a hold of those gifts and those blessings because, I don't know, you're just in this dark place by yourself. You feel like you're alone, and then nobody understands, and you just don't realize that He's there.
Amen.
But I think a lot of that comes to having to hear it, having to get it in you, and having to know it. So you have to read the scripture or get a hold of it somehow.
Go ahead.
It took for me. As I could stay right there in that same place many, many years where I've been, or I could just make, or I just had to make that choice and say, I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to make a choice to daily get in the Word or listen from God or talk to Him in the morning.
Right.
Or whatever it is I have to do to believe that He is with me and that He's going to take care of these things, that I don't have to live in that fear.
Absolutely. And you're right on. And you said a minute ago about the goodness. So often fear keeps us from seeing that God is good and His mercy endures forever. So He has a plan when so often we don't think there is a plan. Keep your finger in Exodus 14, and you don't even have to go there. I'm just going to read it to you. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. Really, really apply right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, and it says this: Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage, be strong, do everything in love. I'm going to read that one more time. This is the answer. Well, no matter what you're going through, dear listener out there in Radio Land, here's what God has to say to you today. 1 Corinthians 16, 13, and 14. Be on your guard. Why be on your guard? Because the enemy's going to come, like Cindy just said, over and over again, and he's going to throw fear at you. He's going to try his best to stop you from taking a stand for God. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men and women of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. I love those two verses. They speak to what we have to do in these situations that we're all talking about. Moses speaks up to the people in verse 13 of Exodus chapter 14. And Moses says, don't be afraid. Stand firm. We just read that in 1 Corinthians, didn't we? Stand firm and watch God do His work of salvation for you today. I was ministering to someone on the phone just about an hour before I came to the radio station today. And this person is going through a very difficult time. And I said, what has God said to you during this? What are you supposed to do? And here's what she said. I am to stand strong. I said, that is exactly right. And that's what Moses said right here to the children of Israel. Don't be afraid. Stand firm and watch God do His work of salvation for you today. Dear one, this is for you out there in Radio Land, wherever you are, scattered across this globe, because now this radio show goes into several different countries. Wherever you are, here's what God is saying to you today. Stand firm. Don't be afraid. Watch what God's going to do in your behalf. Take a good look at the Egyptians. Here's what God says through Moses today, for you're never going to see them again. Boy, that was a bold statement of faith on Moses' part. And verse 14 of Exodus 14, Exodus 14, 14, God will fight the battle for you, and you keep your mouth shut We're going to talk about that in a minute. Nan, you want to comment on all of this? Whoa, good stuff.
This good stuff. The Lord gave me another poem.
Oh, he did? All right. Yes, he did. Okay, then let's hear it.
Just as I was with my people then, so am I now with you, special one. I will help you out of your dilemmas. Trust me and look upon my son. He gave his very life for you. His power will cover you, little one. Learn of what I'm teaching right now, and of this newness of life will be one. I will help you just as I did them. Trust me, I will see you through. Listen to me, I will guide your path. Just as I did for them, I will do the same for you. The path will be clearly made. Moses trusted me. You need to do the same. Look to me for all of your strength. Call upon me. Praise my name.
Praise God. You know what I heard in that? A lot of good stuff. But one thing was personal responsibility. You taking your time to call on God, stand strong. Really, we just had a text from a listener, and it said, God will answer. Let me read this here. God will answer your prayers, but we have to get up and do our part. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I agree with this listener because, you know, if the children of Israel would have just gone into the fetal position and gone back and laid down and said, we're not moving, we're not doing anything, then would we have had this miracle that we're about to talk about? When we need a job or we need to do something, we need to do our part. If you out there need a job, start looking for one. That's what this is saying, basically. If you need a miracle from God, start expecting it. Start expecting it. Cindy, when you got back to Indiana, you started looking for your job, didn't you?
I started looking for my job. I started looking for my miracle.
There you go.
My expectation was that, hey, God, you said it through your people. To me, you got this figured out. So I got to get out here and plant my seeds, do my part.
Yes.
So those doors will open.
Yes.
But you're right. You can't just sit at home and think about it and let God do all the work. You have to take those first steps.
Well, exactly.
You know?
And that is right on. And I find it interesting here that when Moses basically says to the people, quit belly aching, you know? I'm a realtor also besides a pastor. And years ago, my broker, she had so many agents. We had 60 or 80 agents in our office at that time. And one day she put a little sticker on her door and there was a line through it. In other words, don't, you know, and under it says whine, whine, don't whine, you know. And it was like, don't come in here and bellyache if you're not out there trying to sell a house, you know. Don't come in and say why the market's so bad. Just get out there and do it. The children of Israel had to move forward. They could not retreat. They would have been in the path of all the people that wanted to kill them. So they were stuck. You know, what are they going to do? And they went forward. And I love this. Before we get to this song, I want to ask you about your opinion on verse 14. God will fight the battle for you. Okay, this is what Moses says. Wow. And you, this is the Message Bible, you keep your mouths shut. Whoa. Do you know that negativity and griping and complaining and saying that, oh, I'm never going to get a job, I'm never going to be able to pay my light bill, I'm never going to be able to find a person in my life that will love me, on and on and on and on. When we go with that negative stuff, and we could have a whole show about that, I find it fascinating that right before the miracle, right before the miracle, Exodus 14:14, God says through Moses, and what do I expect you to do? Here's the verse one more time. God will fight the battle for you. And you, what's your job? Your job is to keep your mouth shut. Talk to me, Cindy. I love that. I love that.
That is so hard to do.
Woo!
But yeah, talking about the negativity and the whining and the just, there's no hope, you know. Everything that comes out of your mouth that's negative is what you plant.
Yes.
And if you say, I can't pay my light bill, more than likely you're not going to pay your light bill.
Right. Right.
You know, our thoughts bring back to us the results.
That's exactly right.
So all of that negativity and is going to bring a negative result. So
amen.
It's so hard. That's why it's better to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
If you can't plant positive seeds and you
there
can't
get
something positive out of your mouth, it's better just to not say anything
don't
at all.
Don't say anything at all. My mother used to say that to us, my sisters.
If you can't say something good, don't say nothing at all.
There you go.
Pretty much.
That's what she used to say. Woo, you know what?
As a human, very hard to do.
Exactly. If you are listening to this show right now, live, which is Sunday, February the 22nd at about 3:40 in the Tampa Bay area, you can text live into the show. If you're listening later on the other stations, which will come back, you'll be actually on your station next Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. If you are listening live and want to text in and comment or ask a question, you can do that. I'll give you our new ministry text number. And we have so many people using it, so it's great. 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171. And you can text anytime. Doesn't have to be during the show. That comes directly to my phone. Let's listen to this song, and then we're going to get Nan and Cindy's comments here in a minute. I love this one. You are good. And boy, does it really apply to these people shutting their mouths and realizing that God is good, and each of us doing that. Israel Houghton and New Breed.
Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Come on, say that loud. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Say it again. You are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
Good and your mercy endure it forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure it forever.
People from every nation,
people from every nation and tongue,
yeah.
From generation to generation, we worship you.
Whoa. God, you are so good. Lord, we love you and we praise you. You are so good, mighty God. Your love and your mercy endure forever. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you are good. Woo! All right, Nan, you got a poem there? During that song, did you get a poem?
Yes, I did. That was a great song.
Wasn't that wild?
That's a charging song, man. No matter how you feel, that can just get you going.
That gets you going.
I am good. My mercy endures forever. Look to me. Let your faith arise right now. You will draw so much from me. You will move forward with much power. I am with you as you travel this path. I will see you through all of this. Of my blessings, be so mindful, and of these, don't ever miss. It is my mercy that is with you. I endure. I am there forever. Do you believe such? Look upon me for all that you need. Trust, and you will feel my loving touch. I am good all the time.
Whoa, that's good. And so he is. And he had a good plan right here for the children of Israel that were suddenly afraid. They were struck with fear when they turned around and saw all the bad guys coming at them, Pharaoh and all of his army. And so they've cried out. Then God has said, don't be afraid. And now we're going to verse 15 of Exodus 14. God said to Moses, why cry out to me? Speak to the Israelites. You know, that's a really good point for each of us today. Instead of crying in our soup, you know, having a pity party, woe is me, speak to your problems. And I wrote in my Bible and while back, and I was teaching this again Friday night at our Friday night gathering, and I love what Joel Osteen said many years ago. Focus on the greatness of God. Stop talking to God about how big your mountains are and start talking to your mountains about how big your God is. I'm going to say that one more time. I love that. A quote from Joel Osteen. Focus on the greatness of God. And that's what God is saying to Moses here. Tell the people to focus on my greatness. Okay? Stop talking to God about how big your mountains are and start talking to your mountains about how big your God is. So God said to Moses, speak to the Israelites, order them to get moving, hold your staff high, and stretch your hand out over the sea and split the sea. The Israelites will walk through the sea, and they'll barely be able to do that because of all the mud and how wet it is. No, that's not what it says. Mm-hmm. The Israelites will walk through the sea on dry ground. Verse 17, meanwhile, I'll make sure the Egyptians keep up their stubborn chase. I'll use Pharaoh and his entire army, his chariots and horsemen, to put my, here it is again, the reason this happened is so that 3,500 years later, we are still talking about this miracle and the greatness of God. And he's going to allow Pharaoh and his guys to just keep on coming after the children of Israel. I don't know what they thought they could do, but that they were coming back to get them. But God says, I want my glory to be on display. You know, this whole series has been God's goodness, his grace, and his glory. Here he is in the middle, Moses, of a mess. The children of Israel are mad. They're rioting. They're and God's told them to shut up. You know, I love that. I love that. God told them to shut up. And here, Moses has to take a very strong step of faith and believe that what God is telling him is the truth. Dear ones, every day of our lives, we have opportunities to believe what God says about our situation and to shut up the belly aching and the complaining and start confessing what God's word says about our situation, or we can just kind of go down into the dungeon of despair. Cindy, talk to me about all that.
Well, you know, I was sitting here thinking about my own life situation. I don't know, I just feel like our thinking can make us so much greater than what we are. We start out thinking, I'm nobody, I'll never amount to anything.
Right.
I'm never going to do the things God's called me to do. It's impossible. I could never do that. I could never talk on the radio. I could never speak before people.
Right.
You know, we feel like we're so inadequate.
Yes.
In our own fear.
Right. Yeah.
But when we start believing that God can do these things through us, that
yes.
God can give us the strength, he can give us the courage. I mean, he's got the power.
Yes.
We're reading it right here. He's got the power to do anything he wants
anything.
To do.
Yes.
And when we start believing that about our own lives, I can look back and say, wow, I remember when I was that person who couldn't speak before in front of a room full of people. I was very timid, very shy, and never dreamed I could do. I used to think, God, when will I ever do God's work? When will I ever be in the ministry? When will I ever be able to get up and speak in front of people? When will I ever be able to do that? I am not physically able to do that of my own strength.
Right.
But then when we start believing,
right.
Then,
yeah.
I can do all things through God.
Amen.
Woo. Who gives me the strength. So now believing that I can talk on the radio.
Yes.
I can talk before people. I can get up and give a speech in front of a bunch of people. I can walk into a room full of people and feel like I am just as equal as any of them in the
Amen.
Room, no matter what their professional status is.
Right.
I can hang out with the best of them. And I feel confident. Because
Amen.
God gave that to me.
Yes.
I started believing it. I just had to, first of all, start believing it for myself.
Right. Yes.
Once I got a hold of it and once I got on the radio, it's like, this is pretty cool. And this is not so hard. And
Amen.
I don't have any fear in doing this. Why I don't have any fear in doing this, I don't know. Because God has taken that
because
fear
that's
off, my,
right.
off my back.
Because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind.
No, but I had to start believing
yes,
what the word says.
Yes, yes, you did. And
for
you,
me.
Amen. And a texter just sent in this, and that's why we need to go be a part of a fellowship of believers and hear the word, get strengthened by the word. We need that. We need this kind of teaching. We need to hear the word of God in our lives. Nan, you want to comment on all that? Wow.
Yes, I do. I want to tell a story.
Okay, tell a story.
Many listeners may not even have ever heard of the program Love Boat, but for those of us of my age and older, we did. It was a program on during the 70s.
Yeah.
There you go, Cindy.
Cindy and I can relate. We,
Love Boat, yes.
We remember
Boat.
It, yeah.
And I have a DVR, and I record a lot of different programs. Ironically, I happen to watch, because I ran out of Judge Judy.
Okay.
I happen to watch, editorializing there, I happen to watch a Love Boat that the two before it were messing up. I had to get to this one. And I think there was a reason. It's for this very thing. I want people to imagine this. There's this guy on the boat. And what he was doing, he would put on like a mask. I want people to try to visualize. It's like a mask just to cover the eye area.
Like the Lone Ranger.
They're very good. A Lone Ranger mask. A very nice looking black hat. A black and red cape. And he would put this on and he was going around on the Love Boat, coming up behind women, giving them a kiss, and then fleeing away. And this guy was doing this, and he did it to several different people, and the story gets real intricate of all that happened. But bottom line, what happened was he was doing that because he was afraid to kiss a woman. He had a fear ever since high school.
Yeah.
And I am what came to mind when y'all were talking about the power of the Lord
yes.
coming upon that man gained, I'm being serious or two, that man in his own psyche gained what he needed to gain to get past his inhibitions to be able to do this ridiculous thing that he was going around doing, okay?
Right.
But what we do is not ridiculous. And
right.
what we do, we can be empowered.
Yes, amen.
And cloaked around about by the
yes.
power of the Spirit
Ooh,
of the Lord.
Praise God.
And we can move forward, whereas Nan can't move forward and do whatever. But with the power of God in my life, then I can move forward. And that's the way it is for anybody listening today. They just visualize encloping that cape around him. Visualize that the Spirit of the Lord encamped around us, which he does. And he will give us the strength of what we need to do to move forward. He'll give us the wisdom of how we're to handle situations. He will give us the knowledge of what we need to know as we face those situations. That's what I thought it was, the love boat.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. You two are really fired up today. And I am so happy to be on this show with you and to know that we have another hour. So we will start that other hour in just a couple minutes. Let's give a couple little words of encouragement to our listeners to get acquainted with the ministry at Beacon of Hope. And we are a worldwide global ministry, hence the name of our website is BOHM, which stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, BOHMglobal.com. Go visit our website and you can find out more what we do. We have over 300 of our past radio shows on that website. And we have started another show. We have two shows a week. Our second one is on Thursday nights. It starts at 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time on this radio station, Tantalk1340.com. Or it is live streamed. Well, it's streamed the next week. So they're always a week behind when they go onto the Starcom Media Network. And those come on at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. The name of that show is Go Yard with Mama Mac. And that's my other name because of all my kids. My name is Marcia McAllister, but all my kids and grandkids, that's my other name, Mama Mac. So it's Go Yard with Mama Mac. It means hit a home run in life. And it's a life coaching show. And joining me every week is our own from our ministry, Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. We tackle life issues. It's like a counseling show. The last two shows we just did were Learn How to Fight Fair in Your Relationships, and that was really good. We've got an exciting show for this coming Thursday. We've done shows on domestic violence. We've done shows on anger. We've done shows on setting proper boundaries in your life, gratitude, all kinds of things. You can go to our website, goyard2014.org, to see and listen to all the shows that we've done since September up until February 1. Then at the end of this month, which is this coming weekend, all the February shows will go on our website. You can go there and listen. Goyard2014.org and really have a life coaching experience. And Starcom Media carries that same show at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, every week on Thursday. So we invite you to go there. We also invite you to use our prayer line. I tell you, it's amazing the number of requests that come in daily from around the globe. And you do not have to be, quote unquote, a member or a part of Beacon of Hope to use that prayer line. Give that email address out, prayers@bohmglobal.com. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send your request. You don't even have to sign your name. Doesn't matter. And we will pick up that prayer request, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, or Betty up there in Indiana, and they will write a prayer, send it out to the prayer team. If you want to be on the prayer team, I know I'm talking fast, but I got a lot to cover here in the next couple seconds. If you want to be on the prayer team, just write an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, hey, I want to be on the prayer team. Also, if you want to give of your finances and plant, we do not make a big deal of that on this show. We don't spend 30 minutes talking about finances and our needs. God always provides, but we want you to be able to plant your finances, tithes, offerings, into good soil that teaches the Word of God. So you can do that by going to bohmglobal.com, our website. Go down to the bottom of the homepage, and you'll see donations. You go to that, click on that, and it'll take you to a page where you can use PayPal, which is a secure system, and you can give financially. And we invite you to become involved with that. And giving of your finances for the kingdom of God as it is spread around the globe now in several countries through these radio broadcasts from Beacon of Hope. Here we go, station ID.